corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off-balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, no look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it with 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tebby. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here! Murphy is in the open area, behind the arc, and he lofts it along, triple for Jackson Center. Got it! The buzzer! Shot. Evan Burning locked it in. Long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it. Catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three. On scores.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're at Garbery Gym at Piqua High School. Set for a big sectional championship game. Upper bracket here at Piqua Boys Division 4. featuring the Fairlawn Jets, 21-3 on the year, finishing 9-3 in second place in the Shelby County League, versus Jackson Center, 17-6 on the campaign, a fourth place tie in the SCL with a 6-6 mark. A contrast in styles here tonight, Chuck. It's Jack and Chuck on the web. We've got three games for you tomorrow, topped off by another Pickwick D4 boys sectional championship, Rushi Fort Loramie, tomorrow evening, 6:45, same time as tonight. And then tomorrow morning, 10:45 a.m., Rushi Covington, tip at 11, followed by Jackson Center and Cincinnati Christian, two girls D4 district games. Different pace will be played tonight by these two teams, Chuck, and it really had an impact on the two regular season games, one by Fairlawn. Jackson Center had won the previous nine in a row over the Jets before Fairlawn notched two victories in the regular season. Wasn't easy, though. Each game right down to the wire could have gone either way.
Well, in the game at Jackson, Fairlawn got off to probably the best quarter they've probably played in the last 20 years.
Yep.
They scored 26 points in the first quarter, and Nate Lessing had, I think, 17 or 19 in that quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackson came all the way back and actually took a slight lead in the third quarter, but a lot of times that takes all of your effort to get back in. You kind of run out of steam. And Fairlawn won the game at the end. But you're right. Jackson is going to want to play this game in the 40s, and Fairlawn's going to want to play it in the 50s to 60s.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that first meeting at Jackson Center. You're right. Fairlawn broke out on top 26-13 after one. Pushed the lead out to as many as 18 in the second quarter. It was tied up at the end of three. You're right. Jackson Center came all the way back. Platfoot aided Wildermuth in that game. He dropped in 19 to assist in the comeback. Lessing had 32. Wildermuth needs support tonight. That is so critical. It's maybe more important for Wildermuth to get a player or two in double figures behind him than Fairlawn, because Nate Lessing is averaging about 9 points a game more than Brady. So given each one getting their points per game, somebody's got to pick up the slack for Jackson Center. But the Tigers have been getting hotter and hotter from the outside. So has Luke Hickman for Fairlawn here lately.
Right. Both teams do have a good supporting cast for their stars. I mean, these are the two best players in the Shelby County League. And the group around them is getting better and better. And you look on the Fairlawn side, you go to Luke Hickman. And Nick Brodigan. Drew Brodigan, I think, is probably the most improved player from the beginning of the season till now. And then Keyshawn Johnson, not a tremendous scorer, but they don't want him to be. What they want him to be is a disruptive defensive player, and that is what he is out there on the floor. On the Jackson side, you talked about Platfoot, but they're going to have to get Calvin Winter, only a freshman. This is going to be a real pressure situation for him tonight. And Bryce Sosby. I think he has got to be in double figures tonight for Jackson to have a chance to win this game.
Agreed. The first meeting between the two teams, Fairlawn racehorse style at Jackson Center. The Tigers made sure that didn't happen. Second time around at Fairlawn, the orange and black held the ball the first 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Might we see that tonight?
Well, yeah. I mean, and they don't hold it like a stall holding. Right. But they're going to run their offense so they get what they want out of it. And Fairlawn is going to have to be patient, because one of the things a team like Fairlawn that really likes to get up and down the floor, sometimes they can take some bad shots on the offensive end if Jackson is controlling the pace of the game. So that they're going to have to avoid that tonight. But you got Nate Lessing out there, the number 24 scorer in the history of Ohio high school basketball, and he's that for a reason. He is outstanding.
Yeah, Nate pumped in 32 and 28 in the two regular season games between the clubs. Wildermuth popped home 18 and 26 in the two contests. Some information for our listeners via Bob Wise, who's the Shelby County League basketball historian. This is the 12th meeting between these two 1,000-point scorers. Brady Wildermuth, Nate Lessing, they played in the sectional tournament each of the last 4 years, including this one, and, of course, two regular season meetings. And to rack your brain a little bit, listeners, you can go back into the late 60s when Roger Geyer and Mike Ernst competed nine times. They were two 1,000-point scorers. Geyer for Bodkins, Ernst for Fort Loramie. Met nine times. Bodkins won that 5-4 for whatever it's worth. 5 of the last 8 years, Chuck, Fairlawn's been knocked out of the sectional tournament at the Jackson Center. Last year, it was a thriller, a 2-point ball game. Fairlawn nearly surprised the Tigers.
Right. I mean, they were, to me, Fairlawn last year was a year away from being where they are this year. And I think I still say they're probably playing the best basketball of any of the Shelby County League teams, except maybe Anna, right, who was in the Division III, and they're really starting to play good basketball also. But Jackson Center last year just got on a roll, and they got all the way to Columbus. And, I mean, and that's a tribute to Scott Elkert and his coaching staff, because, boy, do they do a nice job.
And head coach Justin Tidwell at Fairlawn has done a marvelous job, too, rounding his club into a team. It's not just Nate Lessing. It's very conceivable the Fairlawn Jets will get 35-40 points tonight from players other than Nate. If that happens, the Jets win.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, I mean, Hickman, boy, that kid, he's 6'4", and he shoots over top. If you try to zone them, and Jackson will not zone, no, but he can shoot over top of most people that guard him for his size. He's a force out there. He's going to be a real contributor. He has to be a real contributor tonight.
Last time the Fairlawn Jets boys won a sectional title was in 2003-2004, then went on to win the district, played in the regionals, lost to Dayton Jefferson by 1 point at Miami University. 64-63 was the score. That's been 13 years, and the Jets would like to win a sectional title for the first time in more than a decade here tonight.
Well, I mean, first of all, you get excited when you come to pick one play here in the sectional because it's such a great atmosphere. But you want to go to Dayton. There's nothing like playing on that floor at UD.
Right.
And both of these teams tonight are one win away from getting to where they want to be next weekend.
As I mentioned, the Tigers have been regulars here in the sectional championship at Piqua, having won an upper bracket or lower bracket title for the last 5 seasons. The only time they didn't was in 2014 when Rushi narrowly got by Jackson Center 45-41. In fact, at 43-41, Tigers had a 3-point shot for the victory.
I remember that. Yeah, that was when they had Gavin Wilderman played.
Yes.
They've got a great tradition. And Fairlawn's tradition, not quite as strong, but boy, they are a good basketball team right now. And if you had to handicap this, you got to make Fairlawn a slight favorite in the game tonight.
Yeah, I'd say so, especially given that Fairlawn won twice during the regular season. Jackson Center threw everything at the Jets in the 2 contests earlier on in the Shelby County League round robin. A huge comeback by Jackson Center. In the first meeting, Fairlawn didn't wilt. Fairlawn didn't buckle in the second game. Jackson Center rolled out to a lead, was up 6, 7, 8, 9 points steadily through 3 quarters. In fact, was up at the end of 3 in the game at Fairlawn. Then the Fairlawn Jets really sped Jackson Center up, turned them over some,
right,
and won the game by 2 possessions at the end.
Well, and Fairlawn, one of their Achilles heels is their fouling. They do tend to foul because they play such aggressive man-to-man defense. Jackson's going to have to make free throws tonight. Yes. Brady Wildermuth is probably going to go to the free throw line at least 10 times tonight. He's going to have to make 7 for them to stay in the basketball game.
And I think you hit on something, Chuck, which is mighty important. Who gets 2 fouls first in this game? Is it Wildermuth? Is it Lessing? Which team gets to the 1-1 first in the second half?
Well, I mean, that's important in every basketball game, but in a tournament game, it gets magnified. And, boy, you're standing out there at that free throw line. It's still only 15 feet away and 10 feet high, but sometimes it looks longer and smaller.
Fairlawn Jets scored 26 points in the first quarter in that first meeting between the two. We noted that. And then Fairlawn, believe it or not, popped in 25 in the fourth quarter of the second meeting at Fairlawn to come back and win that contest.
Right. Well, they came out at Jackson, and Coach Elkert tried to put Wildermuth on,
yes,
on Lessing. And it was one of those things where you make that decision. It didn't work out, but he's not a coach that I would ever second guess.
And the matchups on Wildermuth and Lessing will be very critical here tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Staley in Sydney, and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Those are our anchor underwriting sponsors. We'll run the remainder of them for you in just a few minutes following our national anthem. Again, tomorrow morning, we're on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com at 10:45 a.m. Rushi Covington Girls Division IV District Championship, followed by Jackson Center against Cincinnati Christian at 12:45. That will be game two of three at Troy. We've got both games covered for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the starting lineups and the tip-off for tonight's upper bracket Piqua sectional championship between Fairlawn and Jackson Center in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. We're also on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Plus customized promotional items, too, offered by Adams Tech Solutions, including pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Jackson Center Tigers have been introduced. Trent Flatfoot, 5'11 sophomore at guard, with Gavin Boozer, 6-foot junior. Bryce Sosby, 5'10 junior, rounding out the perimeter players. On the interior, Calvin Winter, 6'2", freshman. He's coming on strong for Jackson Center here late in the year. Brady Wildermuth, 21 points a game at the post. 6 feet, 6 inches tall, and a senior. For the Fairlawn Jets, these five, Cody Kirtner, 6'1", senior, at a wing. He is joined by Nick Brodigan, 6'2", senior, at a guard. Nate Lessing, wing player, 30 points per game on the year for Nate. Lessing, 6'3", and a senior. Luke Hickman, 6'4", junior, at a forward spot. And Drew Brodigham in the post. Drew, 6'3", and a junior for the Fairlawn Jets. Scott Elkert, head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers. Justin Tidwell, head coach of the Fairlawn Jets, who are in white with blue numbers. And the blue piping down the sides of the shirts and pants. Jackson Center Tigers in that vibrant black. White numbers outlined in orange. Orange and white piping on the shorts. Jackson Center advancing from left to right on your phone or computer. Fairlawn right to left. Opening tip to start the game is Nocta Boozer, who's got the ball for Jackson Center, forecourt to our right. Coming out to get it is Wildermuth. Straight away, Sosby. Sosby guarded by Nick Brodigan. Here's Boozer, 25 feet out. Kirtner on him. Jackson Center hasn't gotten within 3 or 4 feet of the three-point arc yet. Sosby still dribbling. Near center circle. Now splitting the distance between the timeline and the end of the key. On him, Nick Brodigan. Brady Wildermuth roaming the paint. Trying to get position against Drew Brodigan. Hickman down inside helping out. Now the ball is caught by Brady Wildermuth on the arc. Look at him drive down the right side of the lane. Hooked it up on the run. No good. Rebound by Lessing of Fairlawn. He motors the other direction. Wow. 75-foot drive by Nate Lessing all the way to the rack for two.
Boy, he shot that in all kinds of traffic. He is so strong.
Sosby in backcourt to Boozer. He's got it for Jackson Center. Stops his dribble. 10-second count is on. Violation, Jackson Center.
And a quick 10.
That was about 8.5. Nonetheless, the call was made. And pressure by Fairlawn, three-quarter court style, caused it. Tigers turn it over. No complaints from the Jackson Center bench on that call. Far right wing, Lessing. On top, Nick Brodigan. He motions. Lessing 25 feet away. Brady Wildermuth on Brodigan on the inside. And right now, Sosby is checking Lessing. Big height advantage today. Here's a drive into the lane by Nick Brodigan. Hands off to Kirtner below the foul line. 10-foot fadeaway, no good. Rebound punched, out of bounds. Foul called, Fairlawn over the back. No, it's on the Jackson Center Tigers.
And they call it on Winner, rebound.
And Cody Kirker did a nice job, Chuck, trying to splice that ball with two hands back up toward the rim on the rebound attempt, and he's awarded two free throws. He misfires on the first one badly. Real log jam of bodies down around the rim after the Kirtner miss. Kirtner got the benefit of the call and couldn't make either shot. Second one lit the rim. Drew Brodigan got the board, though, low on the right. He ducks under, leans in, and walks with the ball.
I was screened by an official.
Good call by the referee. Drew in traffic, tried to create space. He had dribbled the ball once, had no room to pound it on the floor again, really didn't want to. But took a stride, shifted the pivot foot. Also, Jackson Center having difficulty in backcourt. Brady Wildermuth streaks up the left side. And the official, Mr. Cronauer, across the way, signals 10 seconds again.
Wow, I'm telling you, that's a quick 10 seconds.
That was 9.5.
First, I think they're counting by twos.
2-0 in favor of Fairlawn. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Nick Rodigan feeds Drew. Mid-post area below the stripe. Back out to Nate on the arc. Brady Wildermuth comes out to hedge. Here is Nate bolting down the left side of the lane. A lot of traffic. He shovels it toward the rim and cleverly attracts a two-shot foul.
Wildermuth was there, which was going to be what they wanted, but Boozer stuck a hand in. He needed to keep his hand out of there because I think they had him where they wanted him.
Yeah, the official slapped Boozer with the call, and Fairlawn starts out 0 of 3 at the free throw line as Lessing misses off the heel. 2-0 in favor of Fairlawn. Played just over 2 minutes first quarter. Lessing hits number two. Second foul shot good after the first was missed. 3-0 Jets lead. Jackson Center Tigers in backcourt. Jackson Center, one shot taken in over 2 minutes. Sosby falls down, not to the timeline yet. Bounces up ahead to Platfoot. Into the forecourt, pulls up at 16, doesn't shoot. Rotated to Boozer. foul line, extended left. Brady Wildermuth almost shuffled. Hit Boozer gliding down the lane. Left-handed runner high off the glass. Rim no good. Rebound Hickman. Knocked away in backcourt by Boozer. And gobbled up on the play by Nick Rodigan of Fairlawn. He streaks down the floor. 5.5 to go in the first. 3-0 Jets. Nick on the arc to Nate Lessing. Sosby checking in. Again, a hedge by Wildermuth. Lessing far right wing to Kirtner. He strolls around the top of the circle. Hands off left side of the floor, Nick Brodigan. He squeezes his way into the lane, dumps it to Hickman. Deep right corner, Nate Lessing for the triple. He hits the rim and comes down into the lap of a Tiger. He hits Blackfoot darting down the floor. 3-0 Fairlawn. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Into Brady in the lane. He's doubled. Now to Winter. Deep left corner, Sosby. Sosby to Brady. Drew Brodigan on him. Hickman comes to help. Brady forced one from 8 feet, way long. Rebound Lessing. Good double team by Fairlawn. Hickman, forecourt right. He almost walked. Pulled up in the lane, didn't shoot. On a weave, it goes to Kirtner. Hickman, deep left corner, guns it. Hits it! A trifecta by Hickman. He's been hot the last half of the season. 6-0. Fairlawn Jets lead it. 4:29 to go, first quarter. Boozer in backcourt. Flips it up over the line to Wildermuth. Sosby, deep left corner. He's behind the long line now. Doesn't shoot it from there. Throws to the timeline to Blackfoot. Blackfoot can't track it down. It bounds into backcourt. It's a violation. Uncharacteristic of the Tigers here.
Well, Fairlawn came out in a full court press, and the Tigers have not figured it out yet.
Hickman into Lessing for Fairlawn. He's got it between the circles. Outside the arc on the left to Hickman, picked up by Winter. Straight away, Nick Brodigan. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Fairlawn. Here's a weave. Keyshawn Johnson catches on the arc. Tries to scoot down the right side of the lane, but he traveled.
He gets a little ahead of himself, and he does that quite often.
There have been a couple travels called and at least two missed in this game so far.
Yeah, Wildermuth down there when he caught the ball. He looked like he was dancing. Yes, indeed.
Under four to play in the first quarter. Jackson Center Tigers haven't scored yet. Ball looped down the floor to Brady Wildermuth. Wildermuth goes all the way to the paint, bangs the body, misses the shot off the backboard. Rebound to Fairlawn. Here's Hickman down the floor. Hickman takes it 60 feet. On the run, he scores. What a play by Hickman. Wow. Up-tempo basketball. Hickman barreling down the left side of the floor. Shot it with his right hand, moving away from the basket. Left side of the paint, if you can picture that, and he made it. Athletic play by Hickman, who's got five. 3:25 to go in the first. Jets up 8-0. Fairlawn wants to run. They've done it so far. Here's Winter on the arc. Almost shot it. Flipped it back to Brady. Deep right corner. Goes baseline. Throws an arm into the chest of Drew Brodigan. And we've got a defensive foul on Fairlawn. Well, that could have gone either way. Drew may have fouled the second time. Looked like Brady fouled the first time.
I think he got a little bit of a push-off that they didn't call, but then they probably a good call on the block.
Drew was nailed for it in the act of shooting. Brady Wildermuth at the strike with two coming. Free throw by Brady, dead center. Well, with 3:12 to go in the first quarter, Jackson Center finally scores. Fairlawn leads at 8-1.
It's only eight.
Yeah, only eight.
It could have been a much bigger lead.
Uh-huh. Second free throw, Brady. He bags that one as well. 8-2. Jets lead the Tigers by six. We near the three-minute mark, first quarter. Ball walked up ahead by Fairlawn's Nick Brodigan. Keyshawn Johnson on the floor now for Fairlawn. Keyshawn, a 5'11 senior. He's got it, deep left corner. Picked up by Boozer. Head of the key, Lessing. Sosby on him. Right flank, Nick Brodigan drops it down inside to Drew. Poked away by Jackson Center. Ball's on the deck. Tigers have it. Drew Brodigan with a needless foul on the hardwood. Trying to scrape the basketball to himself. Couldn't. And he picks up number two in a matter of 30 seconds.
They called the other one down there on Johnson on the block.
Oh.
So the first one went against Keyshawn.
Only one then on Drew Brodigan. That's important. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. 8-2 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's Boozer, midcourt for Jackson Center. Flips the pass to Sosby. Sosby into the lane, off balance, fadeaway. He was not squared up. Ball hit the backboard, rim came off. Rebound right in front. 8-4 in favor of Fairlawn. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Outside the arc on the right, Nate Lessing. Nate's had a three try, short from the corner. Lessing's got 3 points so far, a made two and a free throw. Here's a cross-court pass, Deshaun Johnson, down low on the right to Josh Reck, who's in. Little five-footer by him. His block crammed on the play by Brady Wilderman. He stuffed it, then dribbled, and pounded the ball on the floor simultaneously with each hand. It's called a violation.
He picked the ball up with a dribble, and that's what they call it. Most of the time they give you that, but technically it was.
Ball inbound of a Fairlawn right corner baseline. It is Lessing. He rises up and shoots the 15-foot J. Too long. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Flat foot in backcourt. Tigers have weathered the early rush of points by Fairlawn. Now Jackson Center can close within two or one. Here's a foul at midcourt. Overplay. Keyshawn Johnson, number two on him. So far, Chuck, through the first 6 minutes plus, the Jets have taken the fight to the Jackson Center Tigers, who have not backed down and are right in the game at 8-4.
Yeah, it's amazing. They're only down 4 points.
Midcourt on the bounce is Sosby. Nick Brodigan all over him. They exchange elbows. Ball fed outside the arc on the left to Flatfoot. Flatfoot through the top of the key foul line. Goes up to shoot. Lessing tags him on the wrist. Hits a two-shot foul for Flatfoot. Well, that was smartly done on that play by Trent Flatfoot, the 5'11 sophomore. He got around one man 20 feet away. Lessing greeted him at the foul stripe. And Trent knew it was Nate nearby on his shoulder. And he made sure that he drew the contact. He's at the stripe for two shots. The first one is good. 8-5, Fairlawn. Second shot, Trent, up and in as well. 8-6, our score. 8 straight points, Fairlawn. 6 straight, Jackson Center.
Well, 4-for-4 for Jackson from the line. 1-for-4 from Fairlawn to the line.
Big difference. Free throw shooting will be key. Lessing head of the key against Sosby. He is double-teamed, tries to dump the pass off, stolen by Jackson Center. It rolls to Wildermuth in the right corner. Wildermuth barges up the far side of the floor. He's at the timeline and over it. Doubled again, needs help. Hooks a pass cross-court for Boozer, who tracks it down. A minute to go in the first. 8-6 Fairlawn. Boozer, top of the key, foul line, stripped on the play by Kirtner, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, they're going to let them be a little physical, it looks like. So you got to understand that on both benches. That's how they're calling the game.
Yep, physical, but don't dare take 8 seconds getting the ball to the timeline. It might get called. Here's the ball thrown right corner. Boozer for Jackson Center. Oh, he nearly walked. I think he did. Fed it low in the right to Winter. Winter soft, six-footer, short, no good. Rebound yanked down by Hickman. Winter's on his shoulder. No, that's Fred Bunky.
Yeah, Bunky's in the game, yeah. Yeah, that's one you got to make.
Fred Bunky couldn't get the shot from close range to go. Then in his anxiety to get the ball back on the rebound, he climbed the shoulder of Hickman. Common foul. 35 seconds to go first quarter. 14 fouls in Fairlawn. 3 on Jackson Center. Jets lead at 8-6. Here's Lessing in midcourt. He holds it. Head coach Justin Tidwell down to a right for Fairlawn. Has his arms folded, clock ticking down. 15, 14.
Looks pretty calm, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Lessing two steps from the timeline. Now Sosby meets him head of the key. Bounce pass right wing, Nick Brodigan. Down to 6. Back to Lessing straight away. Lessing rises up, shoots the long three-pointer way short. Rebound Wildermuth. And Brady heaved it 80 feet down the floor. It hit the rim in the backboard, almost went in. First quarter's in the books. 8-6 Fairlawn on scores broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
We are also on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fairlawn with possession, starting quarter number two. Down of leading by a bucket, 8-6. Here is Nick Brodigan bouncing the ball through the top of the circle. On a weave, it goes to Kirtner, 25 feet away. Hand off to Lessing. He circles. Goes to Nick, right flank. They look for Hickman down inside. Nick at the foul line. Backs down Platt, hands to Hickman. Hickman hits from 17. Luke Hickman jumped in the air, poured it through. As Fairlawn was in a mesmerizing weave, and eventually Luke Hickman skied up into the air and dropped in the long two-pointer. 10-6 Jets. Hickman's got five, a triple, and a deuce. Here's an entry pass by Platfoot for Wildermuth. Baseline right, poked out of bounds on the play by the Jets. Hickman's got seven.
He's got two twos and a three.
Good start for Luke. 7 of the 10 Fairlawn points. Baseline right, Sosby inbounding for Jackson Center. Airmails one out, back head of the key to Platfoot. Nate Lessing on him. Coming out to get it, Brady Wildermuth. Drew Brodigan follows. Here's 6-3 Bunky. Checked by Hickman on top. Ball lobbed down inside to Wildermuth. Overplay from the weak side by a Fairlawn Jet player. It was Kirtner, and he popped Wildermuth on the shoulder right in front of the official. Common personal. 5 on the Jets, 3 on the Tigers. 6:46 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn up 10-6. Ball inbounded below the rim, right to Wildermuth. He's triple-teamed. Gave it up in the corner. Got it back. Tried to steer his way to the lane. Fairlawn knocked it loose. Here come the Jets. 3-on-2, break down the floor. Kirtner overshot it. No good. Rebounded by Bunky in backcourt for the Tigers. Hands off to Sosby. Sosby having difficulty. 10-second count is on. It's up to at least 9, and Jackson Center gets a timeout.
Well, they're angry because they had a chance to break down the floor 4-on-2, and Sosby turned back around and took it back, so then they had to call a timeout. So.
And Bunky had the ball and the rebound below the backboard for at least 3 seconds. He was hemmed in.
He had nowhere to go with it. Uh-huh. Somebody has to go help him.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney offers you 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for coupons and even more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Check out Goffney Furniture at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney for high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Choose from dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment space furniture, adult and youth bedroom furniture. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, offering the design center and room planning service to you free of charge. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 10-6 in favor of Fairlawn. 6:12 to go in the second quarter. Here's Boozer colliding top of the circle with Kirtner. No harm, no foul. Now to Brady Wildermuth. At the elbow on the left, it's Bunky. Bunky guarded by Hickman. Bunky hangs on. Nearly the 5-second call. Ooh, wow, that was close. Every bit of 4.5. Sosby breaks free down the right side of the lane. Pulls up. Fadeaway 15-footer. Good! Sosby, next one.
I think that was closer to a 5 than the other two 10-seconds they called.
No question. 5:43 to go here in the second quarter. 10-8 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a weave out high. The ball fed on the play to Lessing. Lessing below the foul line, leans in, powers, missed it. Rebound, Jackson Center down the floor, Blackfoot. Blackfoot throws up the triple. He makes a long one. And the Tiger fans behind us go crazy. Wow, Brady Wildermuth snagged the rebound to her left, whipped it 60 feet down the floor to Blackfoot. 11-10 Tigers.
Amazing.
Woo! Timeout Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Jackson Center Tigers have popped in 11 of the game's last 13 points and now lead Fairlawn 11-10. Jets jumped out to an 8-0 start. We're near the five-minute mark now. Second quarter, Lessing's got the ball outside the arc of the left. Boy, he has been jammed up so far in this game.
Sosby doing a real nice job on him. Even when he gets into the lane, he's making him shoot over top of him.
And then help comes, and Lessing is forced a few. Hickman, far left wing, with the ball, picked up by Bunky. Hickman on the bounce. Luke has been a thorn in the side of the Tigers so far in this contest. Down to 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Holding the ball between the rings right now is Nick Brodigan for Fairlawn. Left side to Hickman. To Drew Brodigan at the elbow. Outside the arc, near side, Hickman. Hickman lets it fly. A long one in there. Wow. Hickman's on fire. He's got 10.
Boy, if it wasn't for Hickman, Jackson would have a pretty good lead on him right now, I think.
Boy, that shot to Luke was a 25-footer at least, and it looked like it went some 20 feet up in the air or more. Here's Jackson Center, forecourt right, down two. Blackfoot bobbles the ball right in front of Hickman, who jerks it away. Hickman outlet to Nick Brodigan, running one-hander right side of the lane, hit the back rim twice, no good. Rebound batted, Lesson to Hickman, over the shoulder on Jackson Center. Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck, have made a few miscues in this game. That one right there led to free throws at this end.
Yeah, he had the ball, and he's only a sophomore, and the ball just kind of fell out of his hands.
High-arching foul shot by Luke Hickman is in and out, no good. Jets are not sharp at the line in this game. Lead by two, 13-11. Second free throw, Hickman. That one is in and out. Rebound, jerked down by Boozer, clawed away momentarily by Kirtner, and then Flatfoot manages to reel it in. Midcourt two, Brady Wildermuth, scattered floor, Brady out of control, lost the ball, rebound Fairlawn, it's heaved the length of the court, and over the head of Drew Brodigan, it goes out of bounds. Action is frenetic.
Well, you could live with that turnover because they were trying to get an easy layup out of it, just doing a little too high for him.
3 minutes and 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. All of that activity up and down the floor, no production on the board though. 13-11 in favor of Fairlawn. Oh, my goodness. Bunky was lost by the Jets' defense. And Blackfoot found him low on the right. Bunky caught it and spun and banked home a four-footer. Good assist by Blackfoot. He was aware. Tied up at 13. Fairlawn Jets have shifted at least two men, maybe three, over on Wildermuth. And Bunky was available. 3:16 to go in the first half. Even score. 13 off. Drew Brodigan head of the key. Near side to Nick. Cross court right to Kirtner. He lets it fly. Three-point bomb. Bingo! He's got it. Jets go up three. 16-13. Hickman's got a couple long ones. A three ball there by Kirtner. A shove off in backcourt.
Yeah, you can make a little contact with your hands before you can't guide them, and that's what Lessing tried to do. And that's Nate's second foul.
Oh, boy. That's two on Nate Lessing. 16-13. Jets lead. Jackson Center Tigers were stymied in backcourt on that trip up the floor, and Nate Lessing was a bit too physical, and he got hit with personal foul number two. 16 fouls in Fairlawn, four on Jackson Center. 2:45 to go first half. Three-point lead Jets. Outside the arc of the right flat, but goes cross-court to Boozer. Nearly stolen by Kirtner. Boozer gets it back, scattered floor. Down low on the right to Sosby. A shot fake and a layup is good.
When you go for the steal like they're doing tonight, if you don't get it, somebody should be wide open, and that's the last two baskets they've got.
Yep, you're right. If you don't get the swipe, it's a 5-on-4 or 4-on-3 game in the half court. Someone is available. That time it was Sosbick. 1-point lead, Jets. 2:13 to go, second period. Here's Drew Brodigan, head of the key. Ball picked off by Wildermuth. Here is the locomotive down the floor, all the way to the rack for two. Steam rolling ahead. Brady Wildermuth, nice awareness by him. The ball was a bit telegraphed. Careless throw to Fairlawn in the half court. And Brady jumped all over it. And he blitzed his way to 2 points to give Jackson Center the lead. Drew Brodigan in the post. Turns, puts up a 7-footer, short, no good. Rebounded by the Jackson Center Tigers, who throw it away. Hickman's got it in the lane. Twisting, turning, banked it, no good. Rebound, Drew, low on the left, up and in. Not sure. Drew Brodigan established himself back on the floor.
He wasn't supposed to be able to get that, but
1:25 to go, first half. Wow. Action the last 2 or 3 minutes, fast and furious. 1-point lead, Jets. Long throw down the floor to Brady Wildermuth. Around Brodigan. Into the lane. Bank shot. Wildermuth rolling in and out. No good. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Jets.
I was waiting for it to happen the last time down. They're really hedging out there. And that time, Brodigan slip screened and rolled down the lane and got the ball. Ended up getting a basket out of it.
Minute 13 to go in the second quarter. 18-17. Jets over the Tigers. Boozer, left side throw to Platfoot. Dribbles through the top of the key. Right wing, Sosby. He jacks up a long three, overshot it. Rebound skimmed the rim right into the lap of Hickman. Chest pass down the floor, intended for Josh Reck. Broken up the Jackson Center. Tigers, Chuck, have done a marvelous job on Nate Lesson so far in this game.
They have, and Nate's got to be careful because he got the two fouls, and he likes to really take the ball to the basket.
Luke Hickman, though, has picked up the slack for Fairlawn, which leads by a point. 48 seconds to go, first half.
Yeah, Hickman's been terrific.
25 feet away with the ball, Nick Brodigan. Nick hangs on. Fairlawn Jets here after easy triumphs in the sectional over Bradford and Botkins. Jackson Center, in businesslike fashion, defeated Mississinewa Valley and Covington by 8 points each. And the Fairlawn Jets hang on to the ball near the Indians logo at midcourt, down to 20 seconds left in the half. Fairlawn up 118-17. Blackfoot down guarding Nick Brodigan closer. Here's Lessing, head of the key, Brady on him. Oh, a good feed. Down low to a teammate, Kirtner, knocked away by Jackson Center. Then Kirtner touches it last. 10.6 to go. First half, Jackson Center must take it the length. Opportunity here for the Tigers to lead at intermission. Brady goes behind the back. 5-4. Brady head of the key. Loops it to Boozer. 28-footer by Boozer. It is no good off the flange as the first half finishes. It's been exciting. Low scoring. Well played defensively. Jackson Center Tigers weather the early 8-0 start by Fairlawn. Jets are up only one after two. 18-17. Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
My name is Brittany Morris, a senior cheerleader at Fairlawn High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fairlawn Jets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
This is Jack along with Chuck at Garbery Gym, campus of Pickwa High School. 18-17, Fairlawn leads Jackson Center by one at the halftime break. Here in this upper bracket, Pickwa D4 boys sectional championship game. Many thanks to additional underwriting sponsors, the Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loraming, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loraming, a world-class supplier. Frisch is in Sydney, what is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And as we noted, from Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, thank you very much. Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament. Now, these two clubs played two thrilling regular season games. The final scores of the two really not indicative of how close the contests were. Fairlawn won by 5 at Jackson Center. Fairlawn won by 9 at Fairlawn in a game that was really closer than the first meeting because Jackson Center led for better than 3/4 of that second contest. And as Chuck noted in the pregame, Fairlawn had to have been installed as a very slight favorite in this upper bracket sectional championship here tonight by virtue of those two regular season victories over Jackson Center. But as we expected, it is anybody's contest at the halftime break. 18-17, Fairlawn by 1. Our report here at the half brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, looking at the shooting for Jackson Center, they were 6 of 15. They were 1 of 7 in the first quarter, but came back 5 of 8 to get the 40%. 1 of 3 shooting threes, made all 4 of their free throws. Fairlawn, 7 of 17 from the floor, 3 of 5 shooting threes. There's your difference right there. Only 1 of 6 from the free throw line. That's 16%. Rebounding advantage to the Jets, 12-9, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over 8 times in the first half. Fairlawn led in scoring by Luke Hickman, who was tremendous. He had a 10-point half. Then it drops down to Nate Lessing with 3, Nick Brodigan with 3, Drew Brodigan with 2. They scored 8 and 10, 18 for the half. Brady Wildermuth scored 6 in the first half. And Trent Platfoot scored 5. Sosby had 4. Fred Bunkey had 2. They scored 6 and 11. Trail by a point at the half. One of the things I think that they got to really guard against, Jackson has been here before, and Fairlawn is feeling like they can still win this basketball game. That's what they're talking about. Jackson's got to handle the ball better because they were struggling against that trap and shoot the ball a little bit better. I think it's going to be a heck of a second half.
Jackson Center Tigers have won 4 sectional championships in the last 5 years. Yep, Jackson Center has been here with regularity. And the Fairlawn Jets last won a sectional championship, as I noted in the pregame, back in 2003-04. Fairlawn went 17-8 that year. Won a sectional title, a district title, lost in the regional to Dayton Jefferson by 1. So, yeah, the Tigers clearly have more experience in these sectional championship atmospheres. This game's going to go right down to the wire. What a job by Jackson Center and Nate Lessing. Although, Chuck, there have been games in Nate Lessing's career in which he has been throttled for a half and then he'll explode for 20 in the other half.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's got 3, but he's also got 29 inning for a second half. I've seen it before, so you're right.
and he's got two personal fouls. Does Jackson Center attack him when the Tigers have the ball in the third quarter?
Depends on who he's guarding, because you don't want to go away from what you're trying to do. If he's guarding Sosby, maybe, but he has not been guarding Sosby in the first half. So,
our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, about 3.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. And Fairlawn leads Jackson Center by one, 18-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Piqua High School, 18-17 lead for Fairlawn over Jackson Center. Third quarter upcoming in just about 2 minutes. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. As always, LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast, and has done so since our inception 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during tournament games, we highlight seniors, outstanding student-athletes on both clubs here tonight. And the Jackson Center Tigers have just one 12th grader, 6'6 Brady Wildermuth. And this young man has been outstanding during his career for the Tigers. He's played many minutes since he was a freshman. He'll be missed. Everybody else on the Jackson Center squad returns. Brady Wildermuth, the senior, outstanding student athlete. And for the Fairlawn Jets, seniors are Nate Lessing, Josh Reck, Austin Maddie, Nick Brodigam, Cody Kirtner, and Keyshawn Johnson. Also excellent student athletes, all of these young men under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
The Jackson Center Tigers, attired in the road black, white numbers outlined in orange, get the ball first to start the second half. Moving from right to left on your phone or computer, Fairlawn, the home white, blue numbers, and in blue across the chest, Fairlawn. Here's a deep three, left corner by Jackson Center to open up action in the third quarter. Air ball, Platfoot missed the whole works, rebound down to the Fairlawn Jets. Fairlawn, forecourt to her right. Outside the arc straight away, it is Nick Brodigan. Loops it opposite to Hickman. Hickman goes up against Bunky, who stuck a hand in his face, and then Hickman comes right back down with the ball.
I think Luke was getting ready to take a shot that was maybe even out of his range. And I think he realized that too late.
Violation Jets, 18-17. Fairlawn leads, 7:22 to go, third quarter. Brady Wildermuth, head of the key, coming out to catch Sosby. Sosby hangs on, right flank to Bunky. How many points for Brady in the first half, Chuck?
He had six.
9 points in the first two quarters between Brady Wildermuth and Nate Lessing. All that buildup in the pregame, Chuck, about these two 1,000-point scores. playing for the 12th time head-to-head in their careers. They've only got 9 between them at the break.
Well, we only got 35 in the game, so.
You're right. F. Jackson Center just threw the ball toward the timeline. Fairlawn chipped it out of bounds. We got a scattered floor here. Here's a long throw down the court. Brady Wildermuth throws to Blackfoot. Over the shoulder reception like a split end running a post pattern. He caught it below the basket, dropped it in.
Well, you knew Coach Elker was going to come out and attack that half or full court press better than they did the first half.
And Fairlawn's got the ball top of the circle. Drew Brodigan hangs on. Ball in his right palm. He looks into the middle of the paint. Whistle sounded, foul. Blackfoot checking a little too aggressively. Number 2 on him. Jets down a point, inbound. Hickman, deep right corner. Drew Brodigan. Head of the key, Kirtner. Into the paint, Lessing. He's double-teamed, turns, and hits the 7-footer. That's money in the bank right there.
If you let him catch the ball in the lane like that and you don't have help, you're in trouble.
20-19, Fairlawn up one. 6-12 to go third quarter. Pressure midcourt by Fairlawn. Tigers get it across. Sosby to Boozer. High left, it's Brady Wildermuth. Between the rings, Sosby. Nick Brodigan guards him. Boozer comes out to catch it. 1-point lead, Fairlawn. Brady comes to the ball 25 feet away. Right wing, Blackfoot. Blackfoot bounces on top to Boozer. He's checked by Kirtner. Far right side of the floor, Blackfoot. He starts a drive, pulls up baseline right in a crowd of players. 2 men on him, blocked, taken away by Fairlawn. Well, Trent Blackfoot had nowhere to go, and he was thwarted by the Jets defense.
Well, and a good job by Lessing. He just stood straight up and did not reach in.
5:25 to go, third quarter. Fairlawn up one, 20-19. Chance to go up here by 3 or 4. Kirtner catches 25 feet away. Lessing's got it on top. Now to Hickman. Left side pass, Dick Brodigan. Man-to-man defense from Jackson Center. Wildermuth sloughs off and Brodigan. Here's a long three pumped up by Kirtner. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Bunky. 6'3", junior for Jackson Center. Up the court to Sosby. Sosby dives into the lane. Off to Bunky. He blew it with the left hand. He had a gimme. A point blanker. Couldn't get the shot to drop. Lessing hammers his way down the floor. Hits the trailer. Kirtner, left corner, right back to Lessing, 30 feet out. Score still stands, 20-19. 4:44 to go, third quarter. Fairlawn up one. Drew Brodigan, head of the key. Hickman fadeaway, 23-footer. Good! Wow, you talk about a catch-and-shoot move by Hickman.
Yeah, that looked NBA-ish.
Beautifully done, but Hickman really didn't square up and look at the basket for more than a very fraction of a second. He caught it while moving and shot it before he got still and looked and nailed it to give Fairlawn a big 4-point lead. Hickman, the huge X factor in this game tonight.
Well, that was a 5-point swing on the missed layup at this end and a 3 at the other end.
Right on, Chuck. You nailed it. 4-point game. Jets in front. 4 minutes even to go. Third quarter. Tigers rotating the ball ahead of the key. Here's Sosby. Good high low down to Wildermuth. He catches and lays it in. Tigers lull the Jets to sleep. Here's a near steal at midcourt. Broken up on the play by Sosby. Sosby powers his way down the floor. Goes baseline and a reach-in foul against Fairlawn. Wow, that was big-time contact at midcourt as the ball was zipped up the floor by Fairlawn. Sosby got in the path of the leather. Two players went shoulder to shoulder. We could hear the flesh clash. But no foul called.
You got to give Sosby credit because Lessing is definitely stronger.
Ball lobbed into Brady Wildermuth on the arc. Jackson Center down 2 to Flatfoot. Back to Brady. He retreats. He's got a step on the Indians logo at midcourt. Drew Brodigan on him. Here's a deep 3. Left corner of the floor. Jackson Center. Good by Trent Flatfoot. He swished it all cord. Oh, Blackfoot had 19 in one of the 2 games this year against Fairlawn, and he's put Jackson Center in the lead by 1, 24-23. 3:12 to go here in the third. Drew Brodigan, Hickman. Hickman baseline left. He's doubled, sends it back to Drew. Drew at the elbow doesn't shoot. They slough off on him. Near side to Kirtner. Now Nate straight away. Sosby guards him. Here's Hickman behind the 3-point mark with 3 steps. Way off to the right on that shot. Sosby traces down the rebound on the floor. Backcourt to Boozer. Back to Sosby. Deep left corner, Flatfoot. Blessing trails him. Flatfoot into the lane. Doesn't shoot it. 2:42 to go. Third quarter. Jackson Center up one on the triple by Flatfoot. Here's Brady Wildermuth, head of the key. Backs Drew Brodigan down. Spin move in the paint. He stumbled and walked. No, a foul call.
I would have given you a travel. I sure didn't see a foul.
And apparently Brady Wildermuth was whistled for his first.
Yeah, they called it. I mean, that's only his first. It's going to be a turnover anyway, so.
2:28 to go here in the third quarter. A few calls tonight, Chuck, have really baffled me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Blessing on a weave, gets it ahead of the key, foul line, can't go the middle. Hands off baseline right to Keyshawn Johnson. Out back to Hickman, he fires, hits the rim, backboard no good, rebound Brady Wildermuth. Here's a lead out down the floor to Sosby. Sosby stops, launches the 16-footer, and he zeroes in. He's got it. 3-point lead, Jackson Center. Boy, the Tigers are spreading the points around quite nicely right now.
They're really, after that start of the game, they're really playing well.
Minute 50 to go in the third. Keyshawn Johnson, Hickman. Hickman's last 2 3-pointers have not been close. Drew Brodigan foul line. He launches off the flange. Jackson Center baited him to shoot.
They're giving him that shot. They've been giving it the whole game.
Long board came out to the Tigers, who are up three. A minute and a half to go. Third quarter on a weave. Flatfoot, Brady Wildermuth. Brady dribbling. Still dribbling. And he tries to get room to operate. Goes foul line. Fades away. Shoots the 16-footer way long. Rebound to Lessing. Lessing scurries down the floor. Took his shoulder. No call. Goes into the lane. Shovels it toward the rim. And there is clearly a foul in Jackson Center. Is it on the floor or on the shot?
I think they called it on the floor. That was not the shot they wanted that time by Brady Wildermuth. And the coaching staff is letting him know it.
Three team fouls on Jackson Center, one on Fairlawn. Down to a minute 10 to go, third quarter. Drew Brodigan's got the ball deep left corner. Out top to Kirtner for the Jets. Now Nick Brodigan. Nick roams down the right side of the lane. Oh, good feed low on the left for Drew Brodigan. Brady Wildermuth got a piece of it. Drew couldn't hang on. Coughed it up, out of bounds. Tigers possession. 57.6 to go in the third quarter. Six players in backcourt. Pressure applied by Keyshawn Johnson. Here's Brady Wildermuth with it. He'll bring it down. Flips it up ahead to Boozer. Somewhat of a scattered floor. Boozer right corner. Trent Flatfoot. Back out to Brady near center circle. Head coach Scott Elkert motioning, barking out signals. Tigers might milk it down here. Go for one. 34 seconds remaining. Third quarter. Jackson Center has got Fairlawn reeling at the moment. 3-point advantage, Tigers.
I didn't think anybody could hold Fairlawn to 23 points in three quarters.
No.
As good as Jackson defense is.
And what, only 2 field goals for Nate Lessing the entire game? Or does
he's got 2 and a free throw, yep.
Wow. 15 seconds left. How many times tonight have I said wow? Half a dozen at least.
And every one of them well said.
7-6-5. Wildermuth, Sosby, left corner, triple. Good! Good! Sosby at the buzzer. Brady Wildermuth kept dribbling and dribbling. Went top of the key, then foul line. And they doubled him. He slipped the pass, left corner to Bryce Sosby. He aired out a high-arching triple and swished it. Jackson Center with its biggest lead of the night, 6 points, 29-23 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Chuck, what a recipe for success for Jackson Center in that third quarter.
Well, they had five out of Platfoot and five out of Sosby, and that is what they really needed.
And it was Sosby who arched in the long buzzer beater, a three, to give the Tigers a six-point cushion after three quarters.
Nate Lessing is frustrated. He wants the basketball. He needs to take this game over now.
And the Jackson Center Tigers have done a beautiful job barricading the lane, not allowing Lessing in there. Here's a hedge out top by Calvin Winter. He slows Lessing down, causes him to give up the ball. Now Keyshawn Johnson, high screen from Hickman. Hickman gets it back, spins, backs Winter down, foul line, doesn't shoot. On the arc, it goes to Nick Brodigan. Baseline left, Lessing. He powers toward the rim, and Brady blocked it. Brady Wilderman swats it away to Platfoot. Down to Boozer. And Boozer's jammed and fouled at the rim. Jackson Center Tigers have got the Fairlawn Jets in trouble. 7:09 to go, fourth quarter.
Outstanding team defense that time, and Wilderman came out of nowhere. What a block.
Yep, I've just gotten through saying the Jackson Center is barricading the paint. Nate Lessing tried to enter, and the Tigers said, no way.
My turn to say it. Wow. That was a monster block.
51 seconds gone to the fourth quarter. 29-23 in favor of Jackson Center. Two free throws here for Boozer. It is in and out. No good. Tigers have shot well at the line. Fairlawn has not. Second free throw here for Boozer for the Tigers, who are ahead by six. This would give them a seven-point edge. It is long. Rebound jerked off the glass by Hickman. Quickly forecourt right, Keyshawn Johnson. 7 minutes to play in the game. 29-23 in favor of Jackson Center. Veering off to the right. Goes Nick Brodigan on top to Lessing. Elbow in the left. He's doubled. Now to Keyshawn for three. He makes it! Keyshawn Johnson drills a critical three ball for the Jets, who get a timeout. 6:49 to go in the game. Jackson Center ahead with three on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Drew Brodigan back on the floor now for the Fairlawn Jets. It's Drew Brodigan, Lessing, Hickman, Keyshawn Johnson, Nick Brodigan, Wildermuth, Boozer, Sosby, Winter, Platfoot for Jackson Center. Pressure at midcourt, and the Tigers throw over it. Down inside, caught laid in, but Platfoot.
Boy, did you break a trap right there.
Boy, did Jackson Center ever solve the Jets' full court pressure at the halftime break.
Yeah, they need to get out of that now because they're giving up a lot more than they're getting out of it.
31-26, Jackson Center ahead by five. Lessing on the arc for the Jets. He wants to shoot it, wants to drive it now, can't. Keyshawn left corner guns it. It rattles out, no good. Brady Wildermuth hammers away on the backboards. He screened off three Jets. Ball fumbled in backcourt, but Sosby hand off to Wildermuth, and head coach Scott Elker gets a timeout to make sure his club was not stalled in backcourt and lost the ball due to the 10-second count. 6 minutes to go in the game. Tigers up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Jackson Center Tigers trying to beat pressure applied to Fairlawn, and the black shirts get the ball across. High left, it's Brady Wildermuth. 5:45 to go here in the game. Jackson Center leads 31-26. Now Sosby at the arc. He's hemmed in. Loops hook. Pass to Wildermuth. Baseline right. Goes up hard against Hickman. Hickman flops to the floor. Brady's shot wouldn't go in. It's a defensive foul. Two free throws for Brady. Tell you what, Chuck, the Fairlawn Jets are overplaying with pressure in backcourt, overplaying with some pressure in the frontcourt, and the Tigers alertly are finding that player who is freeing himself up.
Yep, like I said, Jackson's getting more out of it than Fairlawn is. I think they need to switch their strategy a little bit.
Well, Brady Wildermuth did not connect in the free throw, and the Tigers have misfired on three straight. Well, this lead could be as many as eight. It's 5-31-26. Brady Wildermuth shoots and swishes that foul shot to make it 32-26 in favor of Jackson Center. 5.5 to go in the game. Nick Brodigan head of the key, elbowing the left to Drew, loops it across the top of the key to Nick. Coming out to catch Hickman, high left, steps back, guns the three ball, and buries it! Hickman hits another one. My goodness gracious. He has scorched the cords here tonight. Scintillating shooting by Hickman. Fairlawn within three. 5:12 to go. Fourth quarter, deep right corner, flat foot for Jackson Center. As the Tigers got the ball up. Now here's Boozer, elbow in the right. Left of the lane to Sosby. Back to Boozer, foul stripe. Pivots, doesn't shoot. Goes to flat foot, 25 feet away. Three team fouls each club. 4:50 left to go, fourth quarter. 32-29 Jackson Center. Hook pass, far right side to Winner. Winner hits the cutter, Boozer, baseline right, doubled, leans in with the left hand, and makes the shot. What a play. Wow, Gavin Boozer pivoted and hit the seven-footer. A little half hook with the left hand.
My goodness, that was a heck of a play right there.
Not sure that Gavin would try that very often in the game of horse. Big goal. Jackson Center up 5, 34-29. 4:20 left. Lessing straightaway three ball. It's a little crooked off to the right. Hit the backboard rim. No good. Rebound. Drew Brodigan low on the left. Block deflected out to Jackson Center.
Well, they're letting them bang in there.
Jets will inbound left of the rim. Keyshawn Johnson, the playmaker, looks. Deep left corner. Hickman launches another one. This one's an air ball. It's deflected by Lessing. Did not touch a Tiger at all. Went out of bounds off the Jets. And now Jackson Center up 5. Can push it out to 7 or 8 with 4:10 to go in the fourth.
Luke's got 4 threes, but the 2 that are 3 that he's missed haven't even been close.
You're right. Wildermuth in backcourt loops it up to Boozer. We got an open floor. Boozer's pass picked off. What a play by Lessing. 3-on-1 to Drew Brodigan. Right back to Lessing. Back to Drew. 4-footer against Wildermuth. It won't go in. It hung on the rim, fell off, foul called. Two free throws, Drew Brodigan.
What a play by Lessing. I mean, that looked like a wide open layup, and Lessing just jumped up and took it like a good defensive back.
Yeah, like a human Hoover vacuum cleaner. Lessing leaped up into the air. He was the only guy back on that Jackson Center 3-on-1 break. And Lessing just went airborne, shot out of a cannon, and he swarmed the basketball with his mitts. Drew Brodigan just missed the first of two free throws. In and out on the second one. Rebound taken down by Flatfoot of Jackson Center. He scurries to midcourt. He's got a 3-on-2. Flips it to Sosby in the left corner, and he circles back out on top. And we've got a loose ball right in front of the Tigers bench, knocked out by Drew Brodigan. How many free throws has Fairlawn missed?
They're 1 of 8.
Wow. Yep, that's 12% free throw shooting by the Fairlawn Jets, who have missed 7. 3:40 to go in this game. 34-29 Jackson Center. Wildermuth, he is bunched up at the top of the circle, and then he releases to Winner in the left corner. Out to Sosby. Fairlawn is really...
It's a man's basketball game right now. You better be strong with it.
Isn't that the truth? Defense ratcheted up by Fairlawn. Player gets free at the foul line. It's Flatfoot who hits a 16-footer.
He's got 14 now.
Flatfoot pumped in 19 in the first meeting between the two. 7-point game, Jackson Center with only 3 minutes to go. Here is Keyshawn Johnson outside the arc on the right to Lessing 10 feet away. He's doubled, tripled, and fouled. Was he on the floor or was he in the act of shooting?
They're going to give him two.
Yep. Tell you what, Chuck, the Fairlawn Jets cannot afford to miss another free throw at all. They've blown seven. If they make those, we're tied. 36-29, Tigers in the lead. Boy, Blackfoot has come up big with clutch shots. And how about that left-hander by Boozer a couple minutes ago?
That was an outstanding play by Boozer.
All the talk we gave to Wildermuth and Lessing in the pregame, and we knew down inside, Chuck, that each of these two teams, come tournament time, after a lengthy season of basketball, had experience elsewhere on the floor to score, and that is what has happened.
Yeah, each team has gotten better, and that's the reason they've gotten better.
Exactly.
And this is a heck of a basketball game right here.
Well, both free throws were canned by Nate Lessing. A timeout was taken. Under three to play in the fourth quarter. The Tigers lead is five on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
The winner of this game here tonight between Jackson Center and Fairlawn advances on to a district championship contest next Friday at the UD Arena against the Tri-Village Troy Christian winner at Troy. That game is going on right now.
Well, we saw Tri-Village play, and they're a pretty good basketball team, but definitely beatable by either one of these teams that gets there.
No question. 3 minutes even left to go here in the fourth. I might have said at that break it was just under three. Now it's 258, 257 as Jackson Center inbounds with a five-point cushion. Wildermuth dribbles up over the timeline, flips the pass near side to Boozer. Three team fouls on Fairlawn, five on Jackson Center. Ball thrown deep right corner, winner. Winner into Brady. On top to Sosby. Boy, the Fairlawn Jets have got to have a stop here. Here's Wildermuth between the rings. Boozer comes out, gets the handoff. Ball looped right side to Sosby. Jets are chasing with two men. Sooner or later, Fairlawn's going to have to foul. And they've only committed three and a half. Ball thrown baseline right. Brady wide open. Ducks under and scores. Well, Fairlawn continued to chase with two men after the ball. And eventually, the Tigers got Brady Wildermuth all by his lonesome for an easy deuce. Baseline right. Nick Rodigan goes below the rim. Out back to Curtin, who lines up a three ball and makes a bomb. That's huge for Fairlawn. Kirkner with a line drive triple. 2:02 to go in the game. 4-point lead Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
But Chuck, that basket by Cody Kirtner seconds ago before the timeout exemplifies what we were talking about. Nate Lessing was covered up. Kirtner was open. Not so sure he would have taken that shot early in the season in a tight situation. He made a terrific basket clutch, a long three. Here's a steal by Keyshawn Johnson all the way to the rack. He blew it. Rebound Lessing. Foul. Jackson Center. Turn of events. A minute 52 to go. Nate Lessing at the free throw line.
You cannot put the ball on the floor, especially if you're 6'6 against Johnson, because he's going to pick you every time.
Yep, Kirkner comes up big with a three. Keyshawn Johnson with a clean swipe And Nate Lessing shoots two free throws. Switch. And the Jackson Center 7-point margin has suddenly been shaved to 3.
Well, they got the right guy shooting free throws for them.
Yep. Minute 52 to go in the game. 38-35. 38-36. Lessing cans a pair. 10 players in backcourt. Fairlawn all over Jackson Center. Brady Wildermuth is going to bring it down again. He's done so most of the night. Ahead to Sosby. To Flatfoot. Right corner winner. He's doubled. His pass is deflected. It's caught, though, 25 feet away by Flatfoot. Flatfoot's doubled. Dumps it to Boozer. Minute 34 to go. Fourth team foul on Fairlawn. It's called right in front of us, and the Tigers will throw it in.
Well, this is where you got to be careful, too. You do not want to throw the ball in into the backcourt.
Here is Sosby. Throws it in about 3 feet in the air to Wildermuth. Hands off on the play to Boozer. He's checked grossly by Keyshawn Johnson, and he walked. He walked with the ball. Violation, Tigers. Keyshawn Johnson caused it. 38-36. Jackson Center up 2. 90 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lessing pounds the ball on the floor. Sosby guards him, head of the key. Right side, Nick Brodigan. Coming out to catch Lessing. Left wing, Kirtner, long triple. Kirtner, got it, got it, got it. Kirtner gets Fairlawn the lead. 8 straight points by Fairlawn, which trailed 38-31 with 2 to go. It's now 39-38 Jets. Kirtner with back-to-back threes. Deep in the left corner, Flatfoot's got the ball for Jackson Center. It gets a little chippy. Is he roughed up and fouled? I think so. It's common. It's common, not shooting. 61 seconds left in the game. Tigers possession about 10 feet to our left at the end of the Tiger bench. Not on the baseline, but at side court. Difficult spot on the floor from which to throw it in.
Yeah, no doubt. And if you're Fairlawn, I mean, you still want a lot of pressure, but I don't think you want to double anymore. I think you can go ahead and play it straight up.
Exactly. 5 team fouls now on the Jets. Jackson Center's committed 6. It's a 1-point Fairlawn lead. What a comeback, Chuck, in a minute's time.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cody Kirtner, and we liked him early. He was injured early in the season and kind of played himself back into shape. That kid, he's had 3 threes and 2 huge ones here in the fourth quarter.
And I tell you what, the 2 he made here in the fourth didn't touch the rim.
No, that was impressive. And Hickman carried him early, and now Kirtner's carrying him right now. And they're getting all this done with Lessing still only with 9 points, but he is 4-for-4 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws.
And this means trouble for whoever plays this winner tonight in the next game of the tournament, because these two clubs have become so well-rounded.
They are, and I'll tell you, if you want to talk about either team coming out of here, they're going to be just flooded with confidence.
Yep. Keyshawn Johnson, Nate Lessing, Nick Brodigan, Cody Kirtner, Drew Brodigan on the floor for Fairlawn. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center possession in the Tigers' half court. Jackson Center led with just over 2 to go, 38-31. And now Fairlawn has gone ahead 39-38 on a couple of triples by Kirtner and 2 free throws by Nate Lessing. Here's Brady Wildermuth, top of the key. Fairlawn's got a foul to give. Lessing guards Wildermuth. He's at the elbow on the left. Cross court to Sosby. He jacks up a 3. It's deflected. It's deflected. Oh, what a play by Nick Brodigan. He blocked it, stole it, flipped it to Lessing. The Jackson Center fouls. 1-1 Jets.
That's good. I think send Nick Brodigan to the line. He has not been there tonight. He's a good free throw shooter, though.
Yet Nick is about 67% on the year. Nate Lessing hit 2 in a row. The Jets' previous trip. Foul shot by Nick. Oh, he pulled the string on it. Way short. He was nervous. It showed. Rebound down to Brady Wildermuth. Jackson Center down 1. 34 seconds to go in the game. Brady against Lessing. Brady spins. Herky-jerky move in the lane. Hooked it. Missed it. Foul. Lessing. 2 free throws. Brady. Well, he invited the contact. That was a good call. Not enough help for Lessing on Brady Wildermuth, who got down within about 9 feet of the basket. Free throw by Brady, who missed his last couple. This one rattles. It's him. Tied up at 39.
He's 4 for 5.
30 seconds left. You split the last two.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yep.
Jackson Center's outshot Fairlawn at the line. This for the lead. Free throw, Brady Wildermuth. It's good. Tigers timeout. Half minute to go in the game. 40-39 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Free throws are so big, especially late in games. Brady Wildermuth just made two for Jackson Center after Nick Brodigan missed the front end of a 1-1 for Fairlawn.
Yeah, well, that both of them seniors. You hate to see Nick miss because he's such a good basketball player.
40-39, Jackson Center leads by a point. 26 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lessing on the dribble over the timeline. Left side pass to Kirtner. On top to Keyshawn Johnson. 19 seconds to go. There's a bad throw by Keyshawn. He tried to hit Lessing below the rim. Two Tigers were there. Winner and Sosby. Winner picked it off, and he was fouled. And he shoots the 1-and-1.
Well, they set up the play at the timeout, but you got to recognize whether the play is open or not. At that time, it didn't have a prayer.
No. Nate Lessing was clearly not available. The ball went toward him. And he was fenced in, but two defenders, no chance. Fairlawn did the wise thing, fouled immediately.
Got a freshman on the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
1-1 for winner of Jackson Center, and he pops it home. He hits it. 41-39, Jackson Center, 18.8 to go in the fourth. Fairlawn Jets will have a decision to make. Should winner connect here, you go down and drive inside, shoot the two, or you try to tie it with a three. Winner connects both foul shots. He's got them both. Fairlawn behind the three. 16 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 42-39 Tigers, and the Jets get a timeout.
Wow. A freshman standing up there and knocking down two free throws to give them a three-point lead. I think now with 15 seconds to go, Fairlawn has no choice, I don't think. They're going to have to get a three out of this, or they can throw the ball down real quick, get a, and then try to get a steal on the inbounds, but I think you go for the three. I'm looking to see how they put Hickman back in the game, so that's got to be their strategy.
Yep. Jackson Center Tigers lost to the Fairlawn Jets in a couple of close calls in the regular season. The nine previous games between the two were won by Jackson Center. Jackson Center Tigers bidding for their fifth sectional title here tonight in the last 6 years. Jets have not won a boys sectional since the 03-04 season. And it's coming down now to the last, 16, 17?
15 seconds to go.
15 seconds on the clock.
And I'm going to throw a cliche out there, but, man, somebody's going to go home undeservingly tonight because either one of these teams should be able to go down to Dayton.
And the scoreboard clock has been reset at 15.1. Drew Brodigan will inbound. Lessing is in the far right corner. Drew throws on top to Nick. Down to 12 to go. Nick Brodigan outside the arc on the left to Kirkner. Here's Lessing straight away. Ball broken up by Winner. It's loose. Sosby's got it from Jackson Center. And a foul. 6.2 to go. 6.2 to go. An overplay with the Jackson Center Tigers, who were darned and determined to not allow Lessing to come close to getting the basketball. And the freshman Winner broke it up.
That kid came up big.
Calvin Winner got an arm in there. and stuck the ball to midcourt. Sosby shoots, one and one. He makes it! And Jackson Center's in business. It's a two-possession game. 43-39 Tigers. 6.2 to go here in the fourth. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
The stories of this game so far, Nate Lessing, two field goals for Fairlawn. He has been throttled by Jackson Center's defense. And the supporting cast for Brady Wildermuth coming up big tonight for the Jackson Center Tigers. Calvin Winter, a couple big free throws, a knockaway just a moment ago.
Well, I'm gonna give something away here. I've never given a kid who scored 2 points one of the Clancy's players, but Winter's gonna get it.
Sosby at the free throw line, the second of two is dead center. He switched each one. 5 point game, 5 seconds remaining. Four court right, Hickman. Hickman sets, shoots. It is off to the left, no good. The rebound is laid in by Fairlawn, but it's not enough. It's not enough. The Jackson Center Tigers, in a mild upset, defeat the Fairlawn Jets 44-41. And Jackson Center advances on to meet the Tri-Village Troy Christian winner next Friday at the UD Arena in one of three Southwest Division IV district title games.
That was why you come out here and do these games. It is just, this is such an amazing tournament, and you just never know what's going to happen out here.
Well, it was a heck of a game. At 38-31, Chuck, with a couple minutes to go, you thought that maybe the Tigers had this thing salted away.
Right.
And storming back to take the lead was Fairlawn. But then the Tigers had enough left in the tank to get it finished with big offensive and defensive plays in the last minute of this game.
Yeah, well, they did such a good job of shutting down Lessing. I didn't think that was possible. And they did what they had to do, boy. And it was that was a heck of a basketball game. And you look, I mean, there was kids on both sides that stepped up. Platfoot had 14 for Jackson Center. Brady Wildermuth had 13, kind of subpar for him a little bit, but he did do a great job defensively and handled the basketball against the pressure. And then they got 11 out of Bryce Sosby, and they got two huge free throws from Calvin Winter and one heck of a steal down there in the lane. That freshman came up, boy. He came up big.
Well, we alluded to it in the pregame. It was billed as a match between Wildermuth and Lessing. In fact, they've gone head-to-head 12 times now in their careers. Wildermuth has scored a few less points than Nate, not but many less, but Nate has outscored him in the 12 head-to-head contests. Both have played so much basketball since they were freshmen, but tonight it was not the Lessing-Wildermuth show. It was which team's supporting cast outplayed the other by just a little bit, and it was Jackson Center's that got the job done.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you can look at some things. I'm going to get the stats here in a second. But you can look at one spot. 11 of 14 from the free throw line for Jackson Center. 5 of 13 from the free throw line, and you lost a game by 3 points. You don't have to go any farther to find what happened in the basketball game.
Nope, that sums it right up, Chuck. And the Jackson Center Tigers move on to play in a district championship at the UD Arena next Friday. We'll cover that game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Not sure of the exact starting time. There are three district championship games at the UD Arena next Friday, 5:30, 7:30, 9:30. And, of course, we'll have Shelby County Schools playing in two of the three. The winner tomorrow night, Fort Loramie versus Rushi, will advance on to take on a sectional foe from Cincinnati. And it more than likely will be, I think it's Cincinnati College Prep.
They've got the best record anyway. You're not sure what you're going to see, but
what a game! 44-41. Jackson Center with tremendous defense tonight gets it done, and the Tigers had enough offense from players other than Brady Wildermuth to knock off the Fairlawn Jets in a mild upset here this evening.
Well, they were 15 of 29 from the floor. It's 51%.
Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
3 of 7 shooting threes. They were 11 of 14 from the free throw line. Fairlawn, 14 of 35 from the floor, 40%. They were 8 of 17 shooting threes, and that is what kept them in the basketball game.
Yes.
They had 5 more threes than Jackson Center did. Only 5 of 13 from the free throw line. No, that was a killer. Rebounding advantage, 22-18 to Fairlawn. Turnovers, 13 and 12. Both teams, for the pressure they were under, handled the basketball pretty well. Looking at the Clancy's players of the game, on the Fairlawn side, I'm going to go with Cody Kirtner. He had 8 points in the fourth quarter. He single-handedly brought them back and almost won the basketball game. And on the other side, Trent Platfoot with his 14, and Calvin Winter, 2 free throws, but what a terrific job by a freshman to stand out there under that pressure and knock both those free throws down and then have a huge steal when they still had a chance to tie the basketball game there late in the game.
A fantastic contest. We knew it would be. In fact, all three this year between Fairlawn and Jackson Center were so much fun to be a part of. It is such a shame there had to be a loser here tonight.
Well, you feel bad for Coach Tidwell because he had a great season and did a wonderful job with those kids. And they played as well as they could. That was a very intense basketball game.
And the Fairlawn Jets bow out of the sectional tournament with a season mark of 21-4, having finished second in the Shelby County League with a record of 9-3 this year. The Jackson Center Tigers are now 18-6 on the campaign and will play again next Friday in a district title contest against either Troy Christian or Tri-Village. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Easy for me to say. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby,
this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck back here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym campus of Pickwa High School, waiting on Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert, whose Tigers defeated Fairlawn tonight by a score of 44-41. Jackson Center with their best quarter of the night at the end, an 18-point fourth quarter to defeat the Jets in a mild upset. We'll let head coach Elkert, Chuck, put it in his words here in just a few minutes. But from courtside here, describe what the Jackson Center Tigers did to Nate Lessing of Fairlawn.
Well, I'll tell you what they did was they put Bryce Sosby on him. And if you remember correctly, in the one at Jackson Center, after he had that huge start, they put Sosby on him and they kind of shut him down in the second half. And that's what they did to him tonight. But every time, every place he went, they played in front of him, and if he got around, there was 6'6" Brady Wildermuth, the best big defensive player in the area. I might even go a little farther down and say, I won't even say Division Four. I think he's one of the best. And one of the things that you saw tonight, Jackson had that bad start against the press. They were down 8-0. And they really, the adjustments they made in, against that press and the adjustments they made offensively, it's what you come to expect out of Jackson Center in a tournament game, that's for sure.
Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert is coming toward us. We'd like to let you know that we are on the air here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolley in Sydney, and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And thanks as well to Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, on the web at goffneyfurniture.com, in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, and Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Head coach Scott Elkert of the Jackson Center Tigers, alongside 5 sectional championships last 6 years. Describe, coach, how you got it done. Put into words the defensive performance on Nate Lessing and how Brady Wildermuth's supporting cast played so well tonight.
Well, first of all, I mean, Farrell's had a great season, and I feel bad for him. I really do. In the heat of competition, of course, you don't feel bad for anybody, but when it's all said and done, I respect the job that Justin's done over there, and, man, how can you not respect the career that Nathan Lessing had? He's just fabulous. Yep. So the fact that, I guess this is 5 of the last 6 for us, and and then that 6th year we were playing in a final and lost, missed it. The last second shot that could have won it, but... Yep. You guys have full appreciation and respect for Shelby County Lake basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime you get out of Pickwa, it's a challenge. And this was a rematch from last year, and tomorrow night's going to be a rematch. And it's incredible basketball, and that's why you see people, out here.
And as you described it, the rematch was a war.
Yeah, it was. And And, you know, we didn't get off to the kind of start, but we know Fairlawn, they're a very explosive team coming out of the gates. They play with a lot of energy, a lot of emotion, and we knew they were going to bring pressure at us because, you know, bottom line is we controlled that game the second time over at Fairlawn, but about went to the fourth quarter, man, they got us with our pressure. We didn't handle it well. They took the lead, and we never responded, you know. So we knew that was going to be a key for us, and you know, I just kept telling the kids, don't panic here to start the game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 32 or plus minutes, and you got to be willing to battle for that long.
Yeah, down 8-0 at the beginning. You showed resolve, weathered the storm, didn't panic, and you're right in the game at the half when maybe Fairlawn thought the Jets should have been up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, probably. So you're right. You know, you look at Brady's numbers here, 13 points and 7 boards and 6 assists. That was big for him tonight. And but his supporting cast did play extremely well. Bryce Sosby to hold an unbelievably great player like Nathan Lessington, 9 points with his supporting cast. I don't want to discount Bryce's supporting cast. But Bryce had to – he guarded him the whole night, which is a challenge, handled the ball a lot, had to make plays. And, boy, he rose to the challenge.
Calvin Winter, 2 big free throws for the freshman, plus a knockaway on one of Fairlawn's last possessions down to a right.
It was big. He made big plays. Trent Platfoot hit big shots for us. Fred Bunkie came in. And actually, Fred gave us the spark to get us going in the first quarter, if you stop and think about it. He got his hands on a couple balls, got a couple rebounds, and just, you know, it was just from a energy standpoint, like he brought something that benefited the entire team.
How about the spin move left-hander by Gavin Boozer right in front of you down
here
to her left? He wouldn't have tried that in horse, would he?
Well, actually, believe it or not, he makes that move quite frequently in practice. We can never get him to do it in games, and that's like it's his go-to move. But I guess he went to it tonight.
He told you a few minutes ago he was saving it for tonight.
Yeah, right? That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you as always.
Job well done, and yes, we pay tribute to the Fairlawn Jets. A tremendous season.
Oh, man.
Finished second in the Shelby County League and had over 20 wins.
Yeah,
Fairlawn hadn't won a sectional title since 2004, I believe, and the regional was played that year at Miami. And you've won 5 of the last 6, and you've done it with, 3 or 4 cycles of different players. Yeah. You had a theme of a Meyer or a Wildermuth or a Sosby.
honestly – you know, I'm a truly humble guy. I've got the most unbelievable assistant coaches, and we've had been blessed with great players. And this is a true blessing. It really is. In the big scheme of things, there's so many other important things in the world, but it's truly a blessing.
You kept Lessing out of the lane. That's where he lives, night in, night out. You kept him out of there.
Yeah, it was the key for us. We felt like we had to make him hurt us by shooting 12 feet and beyond contested shots, and I think we were pretty successful at that.
Congrats again.
All right, thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.
Head coach Scott Elkert, whose Tigers advance on to a district championship game next Friday at the UD Arena. And coach summed it up in the last 3 or 4 minutes, Chuck. He hit the nail on the head. Great job by Bryce Sosby and his teammates on Nate Lessing. Coach Elkert, again, praising the Fairlawn Jets for a fantastic season, as Fairlawn wins 21 this year, loses only 4. And unfortunately for Fairlawn, the 4th setback came here in the sectional title game.
Well, that's the thing about the tournament, boy. You only get one chance, and if you get knocked out, you know, you go home, and it's tough. And it's going to be tough for those seniors. They had a great group of seniors, and it's going to be tough for them. For a few weeks. You don't get over these things overnight.
No, and I'm glad you noted the Fairlawn Jets seniors, including Nate Lessing, the outstanding 6'3 senior player who moved into the top 25 in career scoring in the state of Ohio just a game ago. And it's going to be tough from somebody from the Shelby County League to top Nate Lessing in point production over the next decades and decades.
I don't think it's going to be in my lifetime.
No. Nate Lessing, a senior. Josh Reck, a senior. Austin Maddie, a senior. Nick Brodigam, a senior. Cody Kirtner, a senior. Keyshawn Johnson, a senior. They can hold their heads high. 21 wins for the Jets this year, and they are beaten by a very good Jackson Center team, which has now won, Chuck, a grand total of eight in a row since winning at Minster back on February 4th. Eight in a row, and 10 of the last 11 spanning the months of January, February, and March. 10 of 11 for the Red Hot Tigers.
Well, and I like the fact that Scott Elkert, he is a humble man because he is the best basketball coach in this area. I'm going to go all four divisions, but I like the fact that he passes down some of the praise to his assistants and his players, and you have to have that. You can't do it by yourself. But, boy, does he come up with a game plan every time I've seen them play.
Fairlawn led by one at the half. It really could have been more, should have been more after that 8-0 start. Missed free throws, hindered the Jets all night long. And it was missed foul shots, which proved to be Fairlawn's undoing.
Well, they missed eight of them.
Yep, and Jackson Center was sharp at the line.
Yep, that was the difference. I mean, there's other things you can look at here, but Jackson Center scored 18 points in the paint. Fairlawn scored 10.
They had
18 points off of turnovers compared to Fairlawn's 8. That's kind of a shocking stat right there to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Tomorrow morning, we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 10:45 a.m. Girls Division 4 District Championship Contest tomorrow, two of them. At 11, we tip off Rushi Covington. We are on the web online at 10:45. And we'll go offline for a short while, 15, 20 minutes after the close of Game 1, then return online at about 12:45 with the pregame before the Jackson Center Cincinnati Christian Girls Division 4 District Championship game. A lot of fun here tonight at Piqua. Always is.
Always is.
and it seems like every upper bracket and lower bracket sectional championship contest in the last several years, Chuck, seemingly, there are two tough luck losers. It seems like there are two tough luck losers, upper and lower bracket sectional title games every year here at Piqua's Garvey Gym.
I don't remember the last time that there was a blowout in the sectional championship game. And even when you kind of look at it, and I probably would have handicapped this to maybe a 5.5 to 6 point advantage for Fairlawn tonight. Mm-hmm. But that's why they go out there and play the game.
Yeah, regular season games were 5 and 9. And Fairlawn won them both. They were really closer than those two scores. But, yeah, certainly Fairlawn was a slight favorite coming into this game this evening. But very good crowd saw it, and there was a lot to cheer about on both sides. Great comeback by Fairlawn after falling down with a little over two to go, but 7, 38-31, got the lead, and then the Tigers did not wilt. They showed resolve at the very end, got the lead back, hung on to win by 3.
Well, Sosby's two free throws there in the fourth quarter gave him the one-point lead. If that would have been a tie game with 30 seconds to go, that would have given Fairlawn the advantage. Now Fairlawn had to score, and when they turned the ball over and Winter knocked it away, they came down, made two free throws, and won the basketball game.
Again, so many thanks to Matt Zerker, Sydney Daily News, for these real-time stats. He is spewing out statistical updates even before the turnovers happen.
I know. He's handing me stuff before it happens. I'm impressed.
I'm looking at Matt right now. A final from Anna Bethel. Do we know a score? It's an update of some kind. And we're going to check and pass along to our listeners an Anna Bethel score if we do have one. It started about 30 minutes after this one, I think. I think it was about a 7:30 start. Of course, we began here tonight at 7, so the Anna Bethel game may not be over. Could be. It could have just ended. But that was a sectional championship in boys division 3. So much fun here tonight. And we've got three more for you tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're right back here at Piqua's Garvey Gym. It's a rematch of a rematch of a rematch. It's
two teams that really don't like each other.
No. Fort Loramie-Rushi. Raiders have beaten the Redskins 8 of the last 9 tries. That one Fort Loramie win among those 9 meetings was 1 year ago right here in a sectional championship game, 52-51, a one-pointer, a block shot by Fort Loramie in the waning seconds, and it was a block shot that was
from an inbounds play. Yeah. It was point blank.
Exactly. It was a gimme, a 3-4-footer that Rushi would have made to win the game, and Fort Loramie blocked it. But Rushi swept Fort Loramie this year. In fact, the 4 straight years now that Rushi's won the Shelby County League, the Raiders have beaten the Redskins 8 straight times
in round-robin league play. And the one win in those nine meetings, including last year's tournament game, was the Fort Loramie victory over Rushi in the sectional title 1 year ago.
It's going to be a terrific game, and I'm looking forward to the girls' games tomorrow morning, too. Somebody gets to go to the regional. So this is when basketball starts to become really fun.
We can't get an Anna Bethel score. That game may very well be over. We're checking Twitter. And I didn't bring my phone in with me. Usually I do. I don't have it. But nonetheless, a fun night here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Rushi, Fort Loramie still alive. Only one of those two will be left after tomorrow night. Jackson Center remains, winning its fifth sectional title in the last 6 years here this evening. Rhett Gish is our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Pickwa. Once again, our final score in a mild upset. Jackson Center defeats Fairlawn 44-41.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.